friends of the Dharma. Please take a moment to greet the people around you. Kind of like a seventh inning stretch.
Hi.
Now please take a moment to reflect on how you feel in your body, heart, and mind. What was mirrored back to you when you said hello to the spiritual friends around you? In what ways do you feel connected to them? In the Avatamsaka Sutra, there's an image of Indra's net. Our universe is depicted as strands crisscrossing. At the nodes where the strands cross, there are jewels. As the nature of jewels is reflective, they mirror each other. This depiction of Indra's net is a classic teaching about interconnectedness. This teaching can be misused to tell those of us in oppressed, downpowered positions to just polish ourselves so that we will shine like those in up-powered positions. This can foster the sense that accountability is solely an individual responsibility. I would like to bring in another view of this image. Instead of focusing primarily on the jewels, we can refocus our observation onto what holds all of us accountable, to the net itself. So much of Buddhist practice is to shift to skillful view. We need to refocus to valuing the integrity of the net. The oneness of the Dharma is the health of the whole net. With such a view, we naturally realize that accountability is both individual and collective. Our practice is to value the integrity of the net, and therefore to become willing stewards, attending to the health of the entire net. Social justice is restoration that's based on realizing and stewarding the wholeness of our collective net. To remember the connections between us is what's equally important. These connections are individual, collective, historical, and systemic. If there are places in the net in which there has been devaluing, restoration needs to be made. Restoration can come in many forms, such as repair, redirected resources, reconciliation, and reparation. The organizers of the May We Gather event that was held on May 4th, 2021, 49 days after the Atlanta spa shooting, are an example of stewards of the net, offering a model to restore the full value of the lives of the 6 Asian American women and others who have lost their lives due to racial and religious violence. Today, the organizers of May We Gather have chosen this location in which we are gathered, the El Campanile Theater in Antioch, California, to offer all of us a chance to come together as steward of the net also. For over 145 years, Antioch, like many cities in the United States, on a surface level, showed no signs of having had a thriving Chinese community. Evidence of the minimization and erasure of people of Asian ancestry can be seen under the very ground on which we now gather. According to certain accounts, due to the sundown law that forbade them from being in public after sunset, Antioch Chinese residents built a series of tunnels to get from one point to another. These tunnels may have been used to travel to and from home, to jobs such as feeding, washing, and cleaning after non-Chinese townfolks. Then, in 1876, violence erupted as the white residents of Antioch drove out the Chinese population and burned Chinatown to the ground. A plaza was built above. When Mayor Hernandez Thorpe was told about this history, he became aware of the broken, torn part of the net and supported measures for restoration. Today, the organizers of this year's May We Gather have brought us together to uplift both personal and structural social justice restoration, as exemplified by Mayor Hernandez Thorpe and Antioch City Council. In May of 2021, as a response to yet another alarming rise in anti-Asian violence in their town, they did more than just stand by Asian Americans. They apologized for these past injustices and voted to establish a plaque and mural in the plaza, along with a permanent exhibit in Antioch's Historical Museum, celebrating Asian American contributions to the city's vitality. I am grateful to be here to celebrate with the May We Gather Committee and Antioch's leaders their skillful stewardship. And after today, how can we all act as stewards of the net in whatever section of the universe each of us inhabit and travel? To see and attend to the whole net of Indra, we can ask ourselves, how are the strands made up? What are the conditions that led to this disparity in resources? Where have we allowed the net to fray or be torn, causing gaps? How have we been historically conditioned to not take care of that part of the net and thus don't nourish the jewels in that section of our world? Liberation is co-created. Will you join me in recentering our view to the whole net? In doing so, becoming stewards of the net of Indra, committed to restoring and co-creating the net in equitable and sustainable ways. When the net is whole, we are whole, living in a wholeness which supports all our well-beings. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Thank you for your presence and attention.